Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right here, so you can get straight. I put the do not disturb on. Hold on.
With that, just quick question.
Okay.
What she said.
Okay.
Does faith come in the not knowing the how, but knowing
okay.
it will happen?
So okay, got you. Check this out. Before I answer your question, we got to show you what you're actually asking, because you don't even need to ask. When you wrote something down, did you create something in your writing?
Yes.
Okay. How? How did you create something when you wrote it down?
My imagination.
Okay. I'm made in His image. I want you to understand that. Through your imagine. What's the root word of imagine?
Image.
God
to me.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, yo, God mm-hmm. took something that was nothing
and created something.
Yes, now, are you ready?
Yes,
your language has existed since the beginning of time. Because it is a word. And you are the only species on planet Earth that has the ability to produce words. Not only from thought, but then there's a spot in your brain that totally controls language, because your imagination, your image has been developed to have thoughts, to have the word, because in the beginning. So every time you talk, you are practicing Jesus. God. I'm just, every single time you talk, this is what I'm teaching in phase five, but every single time you talk, you being God. So when you concentrate your language and take something empty that was nothing and write it down, you just, Genesis chapter 1, your new reality. And it was good.
Yes, sir.
The faith comes in, not in the writing, but remembering that you deserve to write. The faith comes in, I said two areas, not in the writing, because you were born to create stuff out of nothing. Because image and the word, you're speaking billions of years old, because if you're speaking, that's language. And language only exists in humans. And humans are only created after the great creative source. You, every time you become human, you are practicing God. Because you are God. Because there's one of us in the room. Period. So every time that you speak, you are Genesis chapter 1.
Because God spoke.
When he spoke,
he created.
He created. But the only reason you can speak is because you are him. That can speak. I'm trying to get you to understand.
And he can speak. And he created you to speak.
He's been speaking for billions of years. So every time you speak, you are being billions of years old. So the faith does not come in this writing. That's what you were born to do. The faith comes in by remembering you deserve to write.
Ah.
By remembering you deserve to speak.
Okay.
I'll say it a different way. Okay. Your faith comes in by remembering I am God.
Yeah. And you deserve that prosperity.
It's the number one step to prosperity. It's to divorce yourself from being human into accepting that you're God. Now, if you want to say that in a less offensive way, which doesn't make sense, but I'll give it to you. It's just remembering you have creative power. Because you come from the creative source. That's the way you can say it in church.
I'll just say you're a spiritual being having a natural experience.
Okay, but people, which is great. Then people are programmed to turn everything into metaphors. So that's what they're going to do with that. But the truth is, you only create out of nothing. Because you're the only thing that can do it on planet Earth. Fish cannot create nothing out of nothing. Evolution exists, but elephants ain't building skyscrapers. You are, because there's something fundamentally different about you. You're the only one that has an imagination. You never thought about image being part of the word imagination. This is why kids have the greatest imaginations until adults knock it out of them. Kids are the greatest source of God you'll ever see. Until adults tell them, stop being God. It is adults that stop children from being God. Now, the second area of faith. Remember, the first area was not in the doing. Because if you don't remember that you're God, you'll never act like him. That's where the faith comes in at. You understand what I'm saying? The faith comes in remembering I walk differently. You understand what I'm saying? I create things. That's what the faith doesn't come into creation. The faith comes in reminding yourself that you are a creator. That's what nobody gets. Nobody does that. Then there's a second area of faith that comes in. The second area of faith comes in, if you have the courage to do the first area, the reason why everybody who has the first area but can't get to the breakthrough is because they don't know how to apply faith that when you create, anything you have not created is going to come against your creation. Anything that you did not write down is going to come against what you wrote down. It has to. This is the part of the law of attraction that The Secret did not cover. This is the part of physics that you ain't paying attention to. An object at rest will remain at rest to an unbalanced force acts upon it. Now take that same law and just do the inverse of it. Yes, every positive had to have negative, right? So you're both drawing from outwitting the devil. Now, don't worry about it. If you lock, I'll unlock it. If you're not right, check it out. Now, inverse that. Every object at rest will remain at rest. Inverse it. Every option in motion will remain in motion until something pushes it away. But the mere fact that you keep getting pushed is because something is trying to stop you. You can't get stronger without resistance. Yeah. So the second part of faith comes in is knowing that the moment you decide you're about to go through hell, you have to. It's part of the creative process. It's part of it. God created the world and then went through hell when y'all start disrespecting him. You understand what I'm saying? You gave birth and had to bleed to do so. A lot. Does this make sense? So the second part of faith comes in understanding that when you write down, I want this, everything not of that must manifest itself in your reality so you can enjoy what you wrote. So you can have the motivation to pursue what you wrote. So you can appreciate what you wrote. And most importantly, so you can experience what you wrote. Because what you wrote can only be experienced if more around it is not of that experience.
Question.
Hold on. Receive. The only way to experience what you wrote down is 99% of everything the opposite of it has to exist around it. Because if everything in your life was what you wrote down, you can't enjoy it. You can't experience it because you can never notice it. It's like the little fish that told the big fish, man, you know, did you know that they was changing the color of our water? And the big fish said, what's water? If everybody's in water and if you've been in water your whole life, if your entire experience is water and you try to manifest water, you wouldn't even know you did it because your whole life is the same thing. You wouldn't know it's not, you wouldn't know the water changed until they start boiling it. Make sense? The second part of faith, concisely. When you write down, you manifest that 1% to 100% of your reality, but the 100% of your reality is surrounded by 99% of what you don't want. So you can experience it because you need opposites to experience what you're polarizing into your life. Go ahead.
If I believe it, if I think it, and I know I deserve it, but I don't write it, can I get it?
Possibly. Because, actually, I'm going to change possibly. Yes, you can get it. Because they weren't always writing. There was a time your ancestors did not write. But if, so there's another way to write, and you write like God. You write with emotion. So that's why God is God, because he experiences you. He's not outside of your emotional experience. You get your emotions from him. Go ahead.
And that's why it's important to become your emotion.
So the moment Here's how faith works. You can't have the manifestation of faith. Manifestation, the increase of faith. You can't have it. You can't have, so faith manifests. That means that is an increasement of your faith until you decrease your emotions. When you decrease your emotions, then you can manifest your reality. But do not confuse emotions with feelings. Those are not the same thing. Emotions are your biological chemical response that are controlled and only interpreted through your autosuggestion. Those are emotions. That's what I mean. You've taught yourself whenever this hormone increases in your bloodstream, it goes into your autosuggestion and you say, yeah, I'm jealous. It's the same hormones. The thing about it is fight or flight. It's adrenaline. But your auto-suggestion is going to say fight or run. You understand what I'm saying? But it doesn't. Your adrenaline didn't start having a yellow streak down its back. You understand what I'm saying? Neither did your adrenaline get muscles all of a sudden. It was still biologically adrenaline. But when it got to your auto-suggestion, it became fight or flight. So emotions are just hormones. When it gets to your auto-suggestion, it's how you react. Feelings is your vibration. And if you lost your feelings, you lost your God. Because it is not enough to think and grow rich. You have to also feel what you're thinking. You cannot receive customers until you're connected with them. And you can't live a full life until you remember you're just a part of life, giving people fullness. So the moment you can't feel anyone in the room anymore is the moment you no longer are manifesting rooms of prosperity. So faith comes in two places. Concisely, remembering that you are creative source. I prefer to say remembering I'm God. Then faith comes in by simply being able to endure the negative things around you so you can experience the positive thing you wrote down. Because you cannot get what you want unless what you don't want exists. Because that's the only way you know you want it. Because you didn't want it.
Right.
This is why I tell you all the time.
This is
exactly what I'm pressing this point over and over and over, because I understand you need to understand it to go to the next level with me. So faith, she's speaking on faith, is to remember you God, because they taught you you were not. It takes a whole lot of faith to go against what you've been taught. You understand what I'm saying? That is incredible faith, because that is where you fear persecution, because your brain has been evolutionized to be in tribes. You've been forced to be in tribes for survival. So your survival instinct comes across. It takes faith to override your survival instinct, because the moment you start being different is the moment you start not being tribe accepted. And the moment you are not tribe accepted is the moment you are at risk. And your brain has been controlled and evolved to survive. This is why many people won't have faith to remember that they create their survival. They've bonded together for security, for survival. This is why Here's how it happened. This is it. This is a scientific approach of how it happened. We got into the tribe and had a collective consciousness. And then that collective consciousness started becoming what we call normal. And anybody that doesn't have the normality of the tribe is now a threat to the tribe. Because when you get this collective consciousness and you start defining what normal is, every time something bad happens, you say, whatever we're doing, whoever we worship is not pleased. So how do you get it to please? You kill what unpleases it. So when you kill what unpleases it in the tribe, it's what's not acting like the tribe. Does this make sense? Do I need to re-explain that?
No, I got it.
Okay, good. So what do tribes do? If you don't act like it, you got to go.
Yeah.
Or you got to be killed.
Yep.
So you can conform to act like us, because we're not getting blessed because somebody's not like us. But the only people experience prosperity are the people who don't act like a tribe. There is no prosperity in the tribe you were raised in.
So we were taught to act like a tribe, all while the people go not act like a tribe and experience prosperity.
Okay, both of y'all saying the same thing. They're always crucified by not acting like the tribe. That's right. This is why it takes so much faith in that first part, because you understand to create something untribe-like is to also create your crucifixion. Then when you get out of that, which rarely many people do it, watch it, then you own your own tribe-less. This has been created. Since it's been created, it already exists, because God is the creator. You can't create something that God doesn't already exist in. Whew, Lord have mercy. You cannot create something that God doesn't already exist in. The creation is easy. And manifesting it is easy. It's the same concept of putting the seed in the ground, you schedule the harvest. The hard part is now I'm tribeless with this creation. And all I get to do is fall back on my creation when I get hit out here alone. If your creation isn't strong enough, you say this in popular terms, if your why isn't strong enough, you forget what you wrote down and you go back to the security of your tribe. Or, and you definitely say this in January, right? Or you're out here and you say, I'm not going back to security, I just can't do it. You look at your thing and you say, well, it's strong enough. Then what you do is, well, everybody watch me, you turn and ain't nothing but blackness. And that unknown is what scares you. And you look out at the unknown and you put your hand out there and it's cold. And you walk and you get hit and you say, you know what? I got to go back. Not because my why isn't strong enough. That unknown is too strong. And you go right back to the conformity of your tribe. That's why I'm weird. Because I'm not in a tribe. And anybody that's ever done anything they call weird, because they have defined what normal is for survival. And anything outside what the tribe thinks is normal is weird, and you have to go. But only the weird experience prosperity. Only weird people read books. Only weird people don't watch TV. Only weird people go to seminars. Only weird people give 10% of their income. Only weird people give expecting to receive. It is normal to receive. It is normal That says Italy. It is normal.
Are you rejecting it?
To receive.
You better receive. You just said it's normal to receive.
It is normal to receive. You understand what I'm saying? What is not normal is to expect to give. So you can receive. Everybody in the tribe are waiting for the warriors to go kill so they can receive. But the warriors will always eat more and eat better and give you enough to keep you in security. Make sense? It's the only two times you need faith in the creative process. You need faith to remember that you are God. You need faith to stay God against opposition. So help.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-A, ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.